Hey guys, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Marie, and you are tuned into Finn Radio. This is a place to listen in and hear the latest and most important news taking place in the fashion and apparel industry. On today's show, we'll discuss our weekly recap and we'll speak with the Chief Creative Officer and founder of Satin Lined Caps, Grace Ellier. So relax and get ready to soak up important news in the apparel industry as I bring you the latest episode of Finn Radio. Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Before we jump into discussing this episode's top stories in the fashion and apparel industry, I just want to quickly remind you, if you have time to like our Facebook page, you can find us at facebook.com/FinnRadioShow. We also post up-to-the-minute hot button news stories going down in the fashion world. That's facebook.com/FinnRadioShow. And you can follow us on Twitter @Finn_radio. Now, I hope everyone has been able to download the show okay. I mean, I've been losing sleep over this. It's driving me insane. A few weeks back, Podomatic.com, which is our hosting site, went through some UI and design updates, which ended up causing some major issues with downloading the show. Everything is supposed to be back to normal now, so I'm really hoping everyone is able to download the show okay, and we apologize for that and are looking forward to getting back on track. Now, I'm super excited about today's show. We have a special guest on, the Chief Creative Officer and founder of Satin Lined Caps, also known as Slaps, Grace Ellier. She stopped by the show to discuss her awesome beanies that are not only stylish, but are healthy for your hair. So you're definitely not going to want to miss this interview. Make sure you stay tuned for Grace. Now, before we run the interview, I have a few things that caught my attention this past week that I want to quickly discuss. Now, I want to talk about shopping online. We love shopping online, and something that we've grown to love even more is getting our online orders shipped the very same day. Have you guys experienced that yet? Have you possibly placed an order with Amazon.com and received your order the same day? If you have, that's a really fun thing to do, and it's awesome, and it's quick, and it sort of makes you feel powerful. Like, yes, I can place an order right now and receive the package the same day. It's sort of phenomenal how that works. Well, the drop ship business is just getting more and more competitive. Macy's, like other retailers, is trying to stay competitive by giving customers more options for online ordering and same-day delivery. Macy's is expanding its same-day delivery services after testing the concept in a few markets. Retail analysts say traditional retailers such as Macy's must stay competitive in shipping in the digital age in order to compete against online retailers such as Amazon. The same-day delivery service will also be available for Macy's-owned Bloomingdale's stores. I don't know why I didn't know that. I did not know that Macy's owned Bloomingdale's. It was kind of a fun fact for me while reading this article. Macy's uses a delivery partner called Deliv. Now, I wanted to find out more about Deliv, so I did some research online and found that Deliv is a crowdsourcing same-day delivery startup. Deliv bridges the last mile gap between multi-channel retailers and their customers. Deliv offers same-day service to mall shoppers and was founded in 2012. Deliv, which uses an Uber-style business model for deliveries, has added 9 new markets, allowing for Macy's to expand its same-day deliveries. According to the article written in Women'swear Daily, Macy's said that same-day delivery services of online orders will be expanded to 9 new regional markets, including New York City and Western Long Island. Services in all of the new regions except New York City will begin this month. New York City services for that will begin in October. A representative of Macy's says, in quote, "When we piloted same-day delivery in 8 markets initially last fall, we learned that our customers appreciate the additional options of having their purchases brought to their home or office in a matter of hours. The service will cost customers an additional flat rate of $5 above standard shipping fees." Okay, so you guys got that? If you're shopping online and you're using Macy's same-day delivery service, it is one flat fee of $5. Also, something random that I recently read online is that Macy's will begin selling its own private label wine. Macy's already sells private label salad dressings, soups, candy, and its famous Fringlemans. The wine will be sold in certain Macy's stores and Macy's restaurants starting in October. So just keep that in mind next time you are shopping online and need something right away but don't quite want to order from Amazon. Macy's is now doing same day delivery. So I came across this next article on Digiday.com that was entitled "How Walmart.com Differentiates from Amazon." Now I found this article very interesting because it discusses how Walmart has discovered a new online ordering strategy that has Amazon beat. You don't hear about Amazon being beat by anyone these days, so this was really interesting to read. Walmart is now allowing its online customers to order online and pick up in store. This is so smart. Walmart is utilizing its 11,000 bricks and mortar stores as pickup locations and shipping fulfillment centers. So according to the article, Walmart has crafted an e-commerce strategy that is decidedly un-Amazon. Walmart is not hung up on people buying things online. Instead, Walmart is flexing a resource that Amazon lacks, 11,000 global storefronts that can serve as online order pickup locations and shipping fulfillment centers. I just think this is really smart. I mean, this is quite the way to beat Amazon, if I may say, and I hate going to Walmart stores. I absolutely hate it, but I do love the deals. So, I mean, when you really think about it, why not place your order online at Walmart.com and just pick up your order in the store and not have to wait in lines and deal with the people. So I think this is a really awesome strategy that Walmart has discovered and is starting to use. Walmart has a tech and innovation arm in Silicon Valley called At Walmart Labs. It's dedicated to building out and improving the company's online and mobile commerce experience. One of the lab's main priorities is restructuring the retailer to better reflect the behavior of the omni-channel consumer. I just think that's really, really smart. The next time you guys are thinking about the fact that you do not want to go to Walmart and deal with the crazy people and the crazy lines in the huge store, keep in mind that you can now place your order online on Walmart.com and pick up in store. I also came across this article discussing how Walmart is being sued. Now, this isn't the first time that Walmart is being sued, but this story in general kind of caught my eye. The retail giant is being hit with a suit charging discrimination against married gay couples. Okay, so this is kind of a mouthful, but the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders and the Washington Lawyers Committee of Civil Rights and Urban Affairs sought class action status in a lawsuit filed against Walmart Stores, Inc. They are accusing the retail giant of discrimination against married gay employees under Title 52 of the Federal Civil Rights Act. The suit alleges that Walmart discriminated against same-sex spousal health insurance benefits of individuals with valid same-sex marriages. Attorneys for GLAAD and WLC said that there are potentially thousands of current and former Walmart employees who were denied benefits before the retailer started offering benefits to same-sex spouses in 2014. Although Walmart voluntarily extended spousal health insurance benefits to same-sex spouses, Walmart claims it is no legal obligation at the time to extend spousal health insurance benefits to employees with same-sex spouses. So essentially, Walmart is not allowing individuals who have a legal gay marriage to use spousal health insurance, and that is where the lawsuit is coming from. This case is coming at a very pivotal time for the gay community, which has recently celebrated a major victory with a landmark Supreme Court decision on June 26th, which legalized same-sex marriage nationally. So although Walmart was offering spousal health insurance before this actually took place on June 26th, they were just not allowing it to go through. They said that they supported it and they just were denying it to those individuals that needed that insurance. So in a change of pace here, Balenciaga has confirmed Alexander Wang's departure. So after months of speculation, it is official. Alexander Wang's Spring 2016 Balenciaga collection will be his last with the brand. Alexander Wang was hired at Balenciaga back in December of 2012. The reason for the separation, the designer wants to focus on his own brand, which is based in New York City. Sources say Wang has been quietly seeking an investor for his privately held namesake brand and may feel tugged between responsibilities at both businesses. Alexander Wang made a statement in quote, saying it's been an incredible experience to work with a couture house in Paris. I am honored to have had the opportunity to work for Balenciaga. I would like to thank the brilliant team there for their collaboration and for what we have accomplished together. And I'm looking forward to taking my own brand to the next level of growth. The CEO of Balenciaga also made a statement saying we are all at Balenciaga extremely grateful to Alexander for his important contribution to the style and history of this iconic house. The dynamic growth of the brand over the last years bears testimony to his successful creative work. A new creative director for Balenciaga is to be determined. Kendall and Kylie Jenner are launching a contemporary fashion line. So we know that Kendall Jenner is the supermodel Kardashian. She is known for walking the catwalks of all of the high fashion designers in Milan, from Milan to Paris to New York. However, we don't usually see the name Kylie Jenner making, you know, high fashion headlines. The sisterly duo is coming out with their very own contemporary fashion line. The line combines Kendall's more classic feminine style and Kylie's more edgy streetwear style. The sisters have a combined 72 million social following. All pieces will retail under $250. The line will include jeans, trench coats, as well as swimsuits and cover-ups. The duo will also launch a shoe collection manufactured by Mac Fisher Footwear. Kendall and Kylie have collaborated for fashion collections in the past for Topshop and PacSun. Kendall made a statement saying, "This is all us. It's enjoyable to be able to fully create. It's a lot different from our Topshop and PacSun collections because those were collaborations, so they obviously had a lot to say about everything that went into it." Kylie added, "I feel like we've both really evolved our styles, and this represents what we want to wear." If you're interested in picking up some of their items from their collection, you can find the line at Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, ShopBop.com, and Revolve.com. The girls say they are inspired by none other than Alexander Wang. So Fendi finally gets with the times and launches an e-commerce site. Isn't it funny though how luxury retailers think they're, I feel like, sometimes too good for .com? We just talked about this a few podcasts back. Like, how is it that they're just now getting with the times and creating online websites? I don't know. I just don't get it. But according to the article written in WWD, Fendi unveiled its own store in the US following a launch in Europe earlier this year. In March, Fendi's online store became available in 24 countries. The company had seen results totaling more than double what had been expected. After the US, Fendi plans to launch its e-store in Japan by the end of the year. The e-commerce site will also allow Fendi to reach certain areas of the US where Fendi is still not present. That'll do it for the weekly recap, and you want to definitely stay tuned to hear from our special guest, Grace Ellier from Satin Line Cap. Stay tuned. We have Grace Alea on the show today here to talk about slaps caps. And I'm super excited about it just because it's very like few and far between where we have people come on the show, and it's because like we know of their product personally. Usually like we find them online and we think it's cool, but we actually have some people here in the studio that use your product.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they think it's amazing. So it was kind of one of those things like, wow, let's bring somebody on with a really cool product. Who do we have? What do we want to do? And one of the girls is like, why don't we use like the slaps? Why don't we use the girl who makes slaps? Like, I follow her online and I think it's really cool. And I looked it up and it's amazing. And I used hers for like a day and I love it. And I got my own now. So everyone's sort of on this vibe in our area.
I love it.
It is amazing. So for everyone out there who doesn't really know what a slap is, could you just kind of describe what it is?
Sure. You know, it looks like a beanie on the outside. So, but on the inside, it has satin and there's an elastic band all the way around the edge inside, so you can't see it. So it can stay to keep it in place. So you can wear it at night while you're going to sleep to protect your hair, or you can wear it during the day to complement any outfit.
My favorite thing about them is that it really doesn't like flatten your hair. And I think that's our biggest concern with like girls. And, you know, we're like, oh, we don't want to wear a hat because then we're going to have hat hair. Well, like I get the opposite effect of it. Like, I don't feel like I've had my hair in a hat all day if I do wear the slap, because it does have that awesome interior and it's like a satin interior, correct?
Yes, exactly. It's a satin interior.
And would you say the product is like great for all hair types?
Oh my gosh, yes. Satin has so many benefits. You know, our hair needs moisture just to be manageable and to look amazing. And so many of us sleep on a cotton pillowcase at night. And cotton happens to be a moisture-absorbing substance. As great as it feels on our skin, it's a moisture-absorbing fabric. So that causes dryness automatically. And then the friction causes tangles, and that leaves hairs on the pillow. So when we sleep with satin, though, our hair can glide along it and it keeps the moisture in the hair and you can wake up actually tangle free. So, and of course during the day, it helps when, like you said, it literally can help you keep your style for longer.
I watched actually a tutorial online and there was one girl who uses slaps like after she does her hair routine, which all of us girls, sometimes we have a hair routine where maybe, like for me personally, I only wash my hair like every 3 days or so. And it is a bit of a routine where I like let it air dry at night and then I like pin it up and I try to get like a certain wave. So it was really cool. I watched this girl online. She like had a hair routine. And so she washed her hair like, you know, and like regular, she let it air dry a bit, put some product in. And after she had done her hair, she put her product in a slap and went to sleep. And I thought that was really cool. The next morning she just like whips off her slap and her hair is like shiny and it's moisture. It looks really moisturized and shiny and pretty and it doesn't look flat. It just looks bouncy and it looks in place. So purchasing the product, would you say is the best place to buy the slap, and like where can we purchase it where we know we're going to get the product in a timely manner and everything's going to go smooth? Where can we go to buy it?
Right now you can buy it on our website, www.satinlinecaps.com. That's www.satinlinecaps.com. That's probably the best place. It's also sold on Amazon and Etsy, but for now we're primarily online.
I also like to ask too, because I think anytime that you have a story behind a product, it helps you understand it a little bit better. Like even when I go to the store and I buy like a bottle of wine, I like will look at the back and I'm like, oh, what's the story on this? Who makes this?
Yeah.
What is it? So like, how did you come about creating this product? Like, what was the journey there? How did you come about this?
Yeah. I'm an African American woman, and I've worn satin to bed my whole life, between bonnets and scarves and do rags and nylon caps and just the works. And a couple of years ago, I just realized that the scarves would fall off my head. Bonnets kind of look a little grandma for me, and I just wanted something that I could wear both to bed and if I wanted to wake up and go grab coffee in the morning or run errands, I wouldn't look like I just woke up, you know? And so that's kind of how the slap was born. You know, over a process of a couple of months, I just started messing around with a few different prototypes, and it was literally like in a divine inspiration kind of a thing where the perfect one came out of one of those prototypes, and the slap was born from there.
That's amazing. And it's so crazy too, because when you think about it, it's like a basic concept, but when you put it together, it's like awesome because we love our beanies, but we also love to be able to put our hair so that in the morning it's not going to be all crazy. Because it's one of those things too, you spend so many hours too, for some of us girls out there, like doing your hair and all this stuff, and then only to go to sleep, and then the next day it's like shit. Like now my hair looks like crap.
Exactly.
I just slept on it and it's
100%.
frizzy and it's everywhere. So the slap is awesome, you guys. Definitely pick one up. We're going to put a website link to purchase the slap on our site Facebook page as
Awesome.
well. Can you tell us where we could find one more time? Let us know what that URL is for the link to purchase the slap, and then also where we can like your Facebook page.
It's www.satinlinecaps.com, and you can like our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/satinlinecaps or our Instagram or Twitter at satinlinecaps.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was like really happy that we were able to get you back on. I mean, literally, we've done quite a few interviews, and like honestly, this is probably the one that's the most complicated so far. Like, why can't we get this in the bag? We were getting so frustrated. Like, really, what is happening? But very happy we got it done, and thanks again for
Yeah,
your
me too.
patience.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
Okay, guys, so that will do it for this week's episode of Fin Radio. As always, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic. I want to give a special thanks to our guest, Grace Elliott. Thank you so much for coming on, you guys. She was such a pleasure to work with. We had some technical issues a few times, and she was more than patient and very pleasant. What a great person to have on the show. We really appreciated her coming on, and we just want to encourage you guys to check out her awesome product. I mean, it really is just amazing for your hair and just a really cool product to have. You can find those slaps at satinlinecaps.com. Thanks for your continual support, and be sure to tune back in for an all new episode of Fin Radio.